For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. It's Wednesday morning. Good morning out there. I pray you are doing wonderfully. And I mean that. Excited to be back in town. We've been gone on vacation. Great time of rest and restoration and being with the family and enjoying God's beautiful creation in the hills of North Carolina. We had just the best time. And so it brought me to this teaching of how the Good Shepherd restores our soul. And if you've missed any of these, you really do need to re-listen to them. I'll upload them, in fact, today onto my website so that you can recognize, wow, is my soul depleted? What does deplete the soul? And then how does restoration take place? Remember here the definition of soul, nephesh. Not just your mind, your will, and your emotions. Yes, it's those areas, but here it literally refers to your very life. David said, God's restoring my very life to me. We finished yesterday talking about how to recognize if your soul, that mind, will, emotions, if your life is depleted. I finished talking about how you just don't have any self-control. You're just irritable all the time. You're a mess. Something's wrong. Something's out of alignment. Or maybe you are one to always say, I'm so tired. Maybe you're very prone to attack. Now, this is interesting. I don't have time to really get into it in these short broadcasts, but if you're always under attack, something's wrong. You have no wherewithal to stand, to have joy, to face those attacks and say, get out of here, get thee hence. Because you don't have any strength from God. You're depleted. How about this one? Just no joy. You're just not content with life, my friend. Depleted soul. Or how about this one? Talk about tit for tat and counting the things that have been done to you. Goodness, keeping score. Your soul's depleted. Well, David says he, Jesus, restores these areas. Restore. He refreshes these areas. He revives me. He repairs me. The word repair there. He relieves. Brings a person back to the place of blessing from which he or she departed. Psalm 121, 1 through 7. I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? Here we go. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He'll not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Aren't you glad? The Lord watches over you. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He'll watch over your life. Okay, that's great, Anna, but what do I need to do? You know what? Go to him. Let him lead you beside still waters. Matthew 11:28. Come to me, Jesus said, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. I'll give you refreshment, a cessation or a ceasing from all your toil. More tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.